Matt, the Oscar nominations came out today.
Yeah. Disappointed that Finding Dory was not in the Oscar noms.
Our own Richard Roper is standing by on the Super Celebrity satellite and telephone.
But a lot of headlines this year, too. There's sure. Lots to talk about.
He's been speaking to the worldwide press all day long about exactly this, because he's the preeminent American film critic, and that makes it for an interesting afternoon when the Oscars come out for
Absolutely.
Mr. Richard Roper. We're very honored to have him every week. So lucky to have him, and yet now here he is, because the world, one day a year, this is his Christmas or his Easter or something,
Super Bowl.
Is all interested in what he has to say. All right, so let's go down the list here of some. I think, a couple of years ago, there was this whole thing about that the Oscars were all so white. Oscars so white, right? Wasn't that two years ago?
Last year and the year before, of the 40 acting nominations, all 40 were Caucasians.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, next year we'll be back to that.
That's right.
But in the meantime... very interesting. So it's almost like Hollywood put out such great movies this year and like daring the Oscars to ignore Denzel Washington or Mahershala Ali or,
Viola,
you know,
Davis.
Yeah. Like, I dare you.
Well, exactly. And of course, you know, it's not as if, Hollywood had this huge wake up call, although they did respond. You know, they opened up the Academy and invited a lot of younger and more diverse people to join. But, you know, you take a movie like Fences, which got nominated for Best Picture, and Denzel got nominated for acting, and Viola Davis. You know, that's based on a play from 30 years ago. That movie's been in the making for a long time. Most of these films were, you know, well into production long before the Oscars so white controversy. So it just happened that Moonlight and Fences and Hidden Figures and Lion, which features Dev Patel and the story, you know, about Indian, set in India, all of them came out in 2016. But you're right. Next year could be another return to how it used to be.
How many Oscar nominations did John Wayne get this year?
Well, no one's going to outperform Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway, that's for sure, so far. Their performances are a thing to behold. De Niro and Streep are like, nah, we can't sell that.
Speaking of Streep, she got an Oscar nod.
Yes, her 516th.
She's overrated.
Apparently.
She
All right, so let's go through a little bit of this. All right, so Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea. This is for Best Actor in a Leading Role.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield for Hacksaw Ridge. Ryan Gosling for La La Land. Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic and Denzel for Fences.
Yeah, all that was pretty predictable, although that Viggo Mortensen, he plays like this hippy-dippy dad raising his kids in the woods in Captain Fantastic, and I found it to be kind of an off-putting, smug film. And I would have liked to have seen Tom Hanks in there for Sully.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's been 17 years since Tom Hanks has had an Oscar nomination. That's insane.
That's impossible. Really?
You know what I watched last night? Just happened to be on, and you always told me how great it was, and I never saw it until I said Bridge of Spies. Uh-huh. He's amazing in that. Yeah. How did he not get nominated for that last year?
If he's not Tom Hanks, he's just some guy, he'd be getting nominated for all of these roles. It's almost as if, for whatever reason, he gets overlooked, which seems odd to say about a guy who has two Oscars. You know, he won back-to-back for Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, but that was more than 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All
right,
great,
so
since.
You're supporting actors, you got Mahershala Ali in Moonlight. And if you're not sure who that is, he's Remy from House of Cards.
Yep.
He is the bad guy in Luke Cage. He's in a million things now. Jeff Bridges for Hell or High Water, Lucas Hedges for Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel for Lion, and Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals.
Yeah, that's interesting too, because Dev Patel and Mahershala Ali, both of their roles are essentially lead roles, but they're only in like less than half the movie. So, you know, just because of the chronology of the film, not to give anything away, when they're in the movie, they're the lead performance, but they're just not in it for the whole movie.
But don't they do this to also increase their chances of winning an Oscar?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in fact, when I saw Lion, I thought that Dev Patel would get nominated for Best Lead, but because the story, not really giving anything away, the story is about his character at the age of 5 and then at the age of, like, 27, So it's about 45 minutes into the movie before we pick up the story with Dev Patel's character. But you know, I think it's still a lead performance. But so is Viola Davis in Fences. Viola Davis won the Tony for Best Lead Actress for the same role in Fences that she played on stage that she's now playing in the movies. And now it's a supporting role. It's the exact same role.
That's weird. How do they decide that? I don't understand.
Because the studios can decide. There are no rules. I'm always waiting for one day when some really cheeky new age studio just put somebody up for supporting actor who's the only actor in the movie. Matt Damon for The Martian,
right.
Supporting actor.
Well, because they submit for a category.
They submit
to the Oscars and go, here's who we want for this category. And the Oscar people, the AMPAS people, decide whether they want it or not. All right, so in terms of actress in a leading role, you got...
This is so tough, this category.
You got Ruth Negga for Loving, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone for La La Land, Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins, and Isabella Huppert for Elle.
Yeah, that is actually really tight because that Isabella Huppert is a very... respected French actress, and not that anybody who will be watching the Oscars saw Elle, but she's really good in it. So she might win because the Academy loves her. And then, of course, they love Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
But La La Land has all the momentum. So that is one when you're filling out your Oscar pool, just about everybody in that category has a chance.
Okay, so supporting actress, like you mentioned, Viola Davis, Naomi Harris for Moonlight, Nicole Kidman for Lion, Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures, and Michelle Williams for Manchester by the Sea. So you have three African-American actresses in this category.
Right. Yes, and Viola Davis also the first African-American actress to have a total of three nominations. And also, overall, there were seven out of the 20 acting categories, seven actors of color, which is by far the all-time record. So, and you look at that category, though, Viola Davis, as we mentioned, she's got it sewn up. That's like she's a 1-to-100 favorite in that role. She's going to win.
All right, so for people with kids, you always want to know, Best Animated Feature Film of the Year. Here are your Oscar nominations. Kubo and the Two Strings. Moana. My Life as a Zucchini. This was, by the way, a biopic about me.
Yeah.
The Red Turtle and Zootopia.
Yeah, I think Kubo and the Two Strings, it's the more artsy one. I think Zootopia was the best animated film of the year.
That one was so funny, even for adults. It was one of those movies that you could appreciate on many levels.
I would have found room for it for a nomination for Best Picture, but they don't have to because there's the animated category. But it is interesting that Finding Dory didn't even get a nomination. That's pretty shocking.
I know. I was very surprised to see that. I mean, think about it. I mean, do they even consider box office success? Is that any kind of a guide for these kinds of nominations?
I think it is. It, maybe not so much for the acting, but definitely for some of the pictures because, Hollywood likes to reward financial success. But, because Finding Dory did make $1 billion. It's not like it was a flop, and it got great reviews. It's just and Ellen DeGeneres is very popular, who, of course, voices Dory. So I don't know why it didn't get nominated.
All right, now this is interesting. In the director category, Mel Gibson is back for Best Director in Hacksaw Ridge. He's nominated. I don't know that he gets it because everybody's talking about La La Land. This Damien Chazelle, it came from his mind, this whole La La Land thing, because it's such a it's a musical. It's a modern day musical without irony, and so people think that it's a great thing. But it is interesting that Mel Gibson, making a bit of a comeback.
It really is because. Look, it's been 10 years, but, we played the tapes back in the day, and you could barely play any of it. The various things he said. And, Hacksaw Ridge got a nomination. Mel Gibson got a nomination. Andrew Garfield, who's in the movie, who, of course, shouldn't be, penalized because he's in a Mel Gibson movie. But, Hollywood has a tendency to be very judgy about people who say politically incorrect things. And I will say, with all the horrible things Donald Trump has said, none of them are on the level of what Mel Gibson said when he got arrested and in those telephone conversations with his now ex. Not even close.
What? What?
I agree with that. My gosh.
All right. So for Best Picture of the Year, you got Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, the Mel Gibson movie, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. So you have two... African-American centric films in Hidden Figures and Moonlight.
Yeah.
You've got you got your science fiction deal with Arrival, which Amy Adams, how did she not get nominated for that?
Well, it was weird too. The Academy Award, their official site had Amy Adams listed as a nominee, and also had Tom Hanks listed at one point very early, and then they had to take their names down. So apparently it was Take Your Intern to Work Day at the website, which is not the right day to really do that.
Wow. That's weird, because you would imagine... Something seems wrong about that. All right, right now, who's your favorite?
Well, I think La La Land, because it's been winning a lot of the awards leading up to this. And the fact it got 14 nominations, which ties it with All About Eve and the Titanic for the most nominations ever, says that it's the front runner. I mean, you can only get about 17 nominations, because you can't be nominated for Best Foreign Film or Best Live Short or Best Documentary. So La La Land essentially got nominated in every single category for which it had a chance.
All right. That says something.
All right. Well,
still need to see it.
We wish everybody the best of luck.
Well, yeah, I've been in celebrity triage all day because, of course, everybody keeps asking me about the snubs. And I'm like, you know who got snubbed? Hmm. None of these people. They're all rich and famous actors and actresses. They're all going to be okay.
They are, yeah.
You get snubbed in fifth grade when you get kicked off the volleyball team and shoved in a locker and everybody bullies you. These people are not getting snubbed.
That is an excellent point. Although I will say that this poor Amy Adams, I know she's going to come back from this.
I do feel for her. You're right.
Yeah, I do. I really do. All right. Thank you, Richard Roper.
All right. I'll see you guys later this week.
Yes, you will.